Lights Out podcast episode. The Playmakers Bar presents Shooting Lights Out, sponsored by Fanatics. Official license everything at Fanatics. Get all your favorite sportswear with Fanatics.com, where sports fans shop. Shooting Lights Out is also sponsored by Liz, Locker Rooms by Liz. If Fanatics ain't gonna do it for you, you can also get your sportswear with Liz.com, Locker Rooms by Liz. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your brand new episode of Shooting Lights Out. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? Top of the morning here on the East Coast on the first day of June. We are in the sixth month of the year, which means we are arrived at the NBA Finals. Our teams are set. Game one tips off tonight out in Denver, but I'll get to that a little later on. Y'all know me, your host, Don, the Playmaker Sounds here on Shooting for Lights Out. Thank you for tuning into this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Whether it be watching us on YouTube, whether it be listening to us to whatever platform that it is, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and so much more, I appreciate you tuning in today's episode. Before we get started, I got a couple of things to get into. As y'all heard in the intro, we are sponsored by Fanatics. We are sponsored by Liz.com. So I want y'all to get aware of this. Ladies and gentlemen, on Fanatics.com right now, you can get your conference championship gear if you're a Denver Nuggets fan, if you're a Heat fan, even if you love NHL, if you're a Las Vegas Knights fan or a Florida Panthers fan, you can get your championship gear, your conference championship gear, should I say, at Fanatics.com. And plus, it's 65% off site-wide with the promo code WAVES. Those of you who are listening to the audio, that is W-A-V-E-S, WAVES. For up to 65% off site-wide on Fanatics.com. And for Liz, by the way, those of you who are Liz lovers who want to get yourself from Liz, you can also get the same championship, conference championship attire if you the Nuggets, the Heat, the Las Vegas Knights, or the Florida Panthers. If you love the NHL and the NBA, with Liz, you can get up to 25% off site-wide using the promo code Liz25. Like I said earlier, those of you who are listening to the audio, it is LIDS25. Again, LIDS25 for 25% off on Liz. So whether it's Fanatics or if it's Liz, use the promo codes, go through our channel, go through our link to get to both shops and get your shopping on, ladies and gentlemen. That is that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know how I got to do. I got to get around to my news and notes first before we get into... Before we cap off Game 7 that took place in Boston between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics in the East Conference Finals, before we get to the NBA Finals. So we got to go around the hardwood. All right, as we begin, back on May 27th, the Milwaukee Bucks have hired Raptors assistant coach Adrian Griffin to be the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Earlier during the process, there was reports that said Giannis was voting for Adrian Griffin to get the head coaching job. I think he was going to go to Nick Nurse, because if I read reports correctly, Nick Nurse was in line to get the job, but he turned it down for his assistant to get the job. So, one, that's a very gorgeous gracious move by Nick Nurse, but I'll get this Nick Nurse news coming in anyway. But Adrian Griffin will be the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, it'll be interesting to see how he does in his first time as a head coach. And he has one of the best players in the game in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who voted for him. We'll see what the Milwaukee Bucks do with this offseason with Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, Brook Lopez, and that crew. See if they keep them intact or will they be making some changes to try to make another run for an NBA championship again, especially after the surprising first-round exit in five games to the Miami Heat, even though we know what the circumstances was, especially with Giannis Antetokounmpo injuring his back. But nevertheless, congratulations to Adrian Griffin. He got his first head coaching gig. It's going to be interesting to see how the Bucks move on from there. Next on the docket. Speaking of Nick Nurse, Philadelphia 76ers to hire Nick Nurse as head coach. Nick Nurse will accept the job to be the next head coach for the Philadelphia 76ers, replacing Doc Rivers, who's been there for 3 years, I want to recall, 3 years, and never made it to a conference finals in the East with Joel Embiid and James Harden at the helm for two of the seasons. So it'll be interesting to see what Nick Nurse does, what's the relationship between him and Joel Embiid going to look like. If James Harden is willing to stay with the 76ers, or will he do what's been reported to him leaving Philly and going back to Houston? It's a lot of variables going on in Philly right now, the city of Buddy Love. But Nick Nurse getting the job for the 76ers, that is a big deal. That is a very big deal. And could put the 76ers in a position to get somewhere they haven't been to since 2001. And that is the Eastern Conference Finals when Allen Iverson took them there. And they got past, I want to say, the Indiana Pacers that year, if I remember correctly, to get to the Milwaukee Bucks. Ray Allen was on that team to get to the NBA Finals, where they lost to the Los Angeles Lakers. But Philly is trying to get back to a conference championship and possibly back to the NBA Finals. Nick Nurse is a champion coach from the Toronto Raptors. We shall see how that works out. Continuing on. The Warriors will be looking for a new GM as Bob Myers has stepped down. That was something that was reported, but nobody really knew if it was going to happen or not, that Bob Myers would step down or not. And indeed, he stepped down. Bob Myers did step down as the GM of the Golden State Warriors. You can credit Bob Myers for being part of the dynasty that is the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. You know, it started with Mark Jackson as the head coach. Bob Myers was the GM. Nevertheless, then they bring in Steve Kerr. They end up winning four titles together. Bob Myers is definitely an essential part of the Warriors dynasty right now. And after a second-round exit to the Los Angeles Lakers in the semifinals in the West, Bob Myers has stepped down. Joe Lego has not found a replacement for Bob Myers. It's going to be hard to replace somebody like Bob Myers' statue, as I said earlier, from what he did for the Golden State Warriors and helped building this dynasty to where it's at now. Four titles, I believe six finals appearances. You know, they are 4-2 in that span because they won four. They lost two. One of the losses was the epic 3-1 collapse to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the other one was when Kevin Durant went down, Klay Thompson went down against the Toronto Raptors as Nick Nurse was the head coach of the Toronto Raptors that year. That was Nick Nurse coaching them with Kawhi Leonard as the star player of that Toronto Raptors team with Kyle Lowry. They ended up losing down with the injuries to Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. So Bob Myers tenured there, and he has got the Warriors to six finals appearances, winning four of them. So Bob Myers is a very intricate part of the Warriors dynasty. So it'll be interesting to see what Joe Lacob does to find a suitable replacement, because this will not be easy to find. Bob Myers did a hell of a job. Let's see what's next for Bob Myers. Good luck to whatever you do next, sir. If you stay in the NBA or you off to venture off into another one, we salute you, sir, because you did a hell of a job with the Golden State Warriors. Nets on the docket. Nick would not extend contract of GM Scott Perry. One, I kind of find it interesting that we have a clip of Stephen, ESPN used the clip of Stephen A. Smith to be like the focal point of this news. But yeah, Scott Perry would not be extended. So his contract runs out this summer. I don't know if it's this month or next month, somewhere between this month and August, I think. His contract runs out. So the Knicks are in the current process of looking for a next GM, as they will not extend Scott Perry. It has been a painful year for New Yorkers, especially those like Stephen A. Smith. You get the fifth seed, you handle business against the Cleveland Cavaliers in five, just out physical them, pump them out. And then you run into the Miami Heat, and Miami Heat take you out in six. It really could have been five, but they allowed you to get that game five in New York. As they finish you off down in South Beach, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do score for. First, one, getting a new GM. Two, what do you do with Julius Randle? Because Julius Randle had a terrible, and I do mean terrible, Eastern Conference semifinals matchup with the Heat. Jalen Brunson is the bright spot. He's the face of New York right now. It was Julius Randle, but Jalen Brunson came in 1 year, has become the face of New York because he was balling. RJ Barrett plays better with Jalen Brunson. It's clear that it's evident. What we do with Tom Thibodeau, is he still going to be the head coach of the New York Knicks when you bring in a new GM? What do you do with Evan Fournier and Derrick Rose? Is the report saying Derrick Rose should retire this year? Now that the season's over, you should see about what about Evan Fournier? You got Obi Toppin, Emmanuel Quickley. It's a lot of questions going on in New York. We should see what New York does this offseason. But first and foremost, they need to get a GM now and go from there. So Scott Perry is no longer the GM of the New York Knicks. We should see who replaces him up in the Big Apple. Moving right along. Kentucky star Oscar Tshiebwe plans to stay in the NBA draft with me. He'll be foregoing his junior and senior years at Kentucky. The sophomore who led the nation in rebounds yet again is foregoing his remaining two seasons and will be in the NBA draft. I know he's projected to be a lottery pick, but if I remember correctly, I think it was somewhere. Because obviously, most people think Victor Wembanyama would be the first overall pick, which is nice to know. But yeah, the two-time rebounding leader will be leaving for the NBA. He writes in an Instagram post saying, quote, I would like to thank Coach Cal and his staff for their support and belief in me during my life at UK. Lastly, I would like to thank BBN for the love, support, and loyalty you have given me and my teammates over the years. I wouldn't want to play for anyone or anywhere else. During this time, I have decided to remain in the 2023 NBA draft and begin my professional career. I hope as I continue to fight for my dreams of playing the NBA, you will continue to support me. Thank you, BBN, for everything. And I am so lucky to always call Kentucky home. The 6'9 center from Kongola, Tshiebwe, was consensus National Player of the Year two seasons ago after averaging 17.4 points a game, along with an NCAA leading 15.1 rebounds per game. That was 2 years ago. He once again led the league in rebounding this past season for the college basketball, tallying 13.7 per game, while averaging 16.5 points per game, shooting 56% from the field. He earned All-American honors this past season. So it'll be interesting to see what he does, where he goes, where he's drafted at. But congratulations to Oscar Tshiebwe. We'll see you for the NBA draft, sir. He's not the only one standing in the NBA draft because UConn star Andre Jackson Jr. says he is staying in the NBA draft, foregoing his senior year with the national champion Huskies to go to the NBA. He posted this on Twitter saying his goodbye. My time at UConn has been filled with ups and downs, but through it all, I built relationships with my teammates, coaches, friends, and fans that will last forever. I have made so many memories playing in that jersey, and I will miss it, but I will always be a Husky. Thank you. As of right now, Jackson is projected to be picked 32nd overall by the Indiana Pacers in the latest mock draft by ESPN NBA draft analyst Jonathan Guthrie. Well, we should see what he does. Coming off a national championship title ring with the UConn Huskies as they went through a host of teams winning by each game, winning by double digits, was one of the most dominant tournament runs I have seen since I've been watching college basketball. I have not seen a tournament dominance like the one UConn put on display this past season, this past tournament. So congratulations to Andre Jackson Jr. for not only winning the national championship, but also going into the NBA draft. We will see you at the next level, sir. And finally, the big news that happened last night, around 10:45 last night, Monty Williams agrees to coach the Pistons as he agrees to a record 6-year, $78.5 million deal, which is crazy. At first, the initial report saying that he turned down the job, initial reports, that was like days before, I want to say about 2-3 days before. And then this broke, like I said, late last night around 10:45. Well, on the screen, for those watching on YouTube, it says 10:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coach Monty Williams has agreed to a 6-year, $78.5 million contract with the Detroit Pistons. It is the largest coaching deal in NBA history. Williams, 51, was fired by the Phoenix Suns earlier in May. After four seasons as head coach, the move came after the Suns were eliminated by the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference semifinals. The crazy thing about this deal is there are incentives in this deal. And if you add all the incentives in this deal can go from $78.5 million to $100 million. Now, we don't know what the incentives are as of right now, but it would be nice to see what the incentives are and what does Monty Williams do to get to that $100 million contract deal. In the article, it says in Detroit, Williams will replace Dwayne Casey, who stepped down as Pistons coach in April to move into a front office role. So Dwayne Casey moved from the coaching to the front office of Detroit, and they hired Monty Williams to replace him. So it'll be interesting to see what the Monty Williams does with young stars as Jaden Ivey and Jalen Durham. Also with number one overall pick from 2021 class, Kate Cunningham. It should be interesting to see what Monty Williams does with this young team, who is building in the right direction. Maybe Monty Williams is the coach to get them to the right direction. But they are building in the right direction if you're the Detroit Pistons. And getting a coach like Monty Williams, and nice to see that he gets another chance to coach as to be a head coach of an NBA team, by the way. Because he did good for 4 years in Phoenix. It just injuries happened and star players didn't step up. But that's a story for another day. But nevertheless, Monty Williams has done a great job. And it's good to see him get another opportunity to coach. Now coach a younger team and get them to build up and see if he can get them into the postseason, and then can they gradually improve from the postseason on and try to get to a NBA Finals appearance and then an NBA Championship appearance. But good to see that. Good to do that. So that's it for Around the Hardwood. We're going to take a break here, and then when we come back, we're going to recap the Eastern Conference Finals. The Playmakers Bar is proudly to announce that it's lettered a partnership deal with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Stream live sports from any device that you have, whether it is your computer, laptop, or even your cellular device. Catch breaking news live when it happens and enjoy a mountain of entertainment. From movies to shows to whatever you love doing. Paramount Plus. Plan starts at $4.99 a month, but right now you can get a free trial. Just hit that link below with the Playmakers blog and start your free trial right now. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment. Grand fans across the world, the Playmaker Donnell Salins here, and you have turned into Rambly Talk. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp said, the GOAT is not getting his ball back. We are ending this right here, right now. And Matthew Stafford did it. Somebody explain to me, why does this keep happening with the San Francisco 49ers? You can't stop Deebo Samuel for whatever reason. You made Jimmy G look like a damn good quarterback. And then the offensive line and defensive line getting their ass whooped by the other ones. Somebody explain this to me. Please.
Baker Mayfield was just a walkthrough practice into his team with the Rams, and he's out there throwing game-winning touchdowns.
just like in the San Francisco game, Aaron Donald gets to Joe Burrow. Burrow tries to get rid of it. It falls wide and short of Samaje Perine. Turnover on down.
Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Rambler Talk on.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time, because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid, okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of 4 turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Ram fans. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Up with the Playmaker here, as y'all saw there. Football season, about, let's see, we're in June now, July, August. About 3 months away, about 90 days away, we'll get there in due time. But as you see on your screen, those of you who are watching on YouTube, those of you who are listening to us on audio, we're getting ready to recap the Eastern Conference Finals. As you see, the Denver Nuggets took down the Los Angeles Lakers way back in the suite. So we need to find out who is going to join the Denver Nuggets and the NBA Finals. Let's take us to Boston, Massachusetts, TD Garden, Game 7 on Memorial Day. Day on Monday, May 29th. Ladies and gentlemen, and it was a stunner. It was a stunner if you was a Boston Celtics fan. As the Celtics battled back from a 3-0 deficit, they won 3 straight to force a game 7. And then they came home and they took one on the chin. Not a one that you want to take on the chin in this type of game. Miami Heat, 103. Boston Celtics, 84. A 19-point win for the Miami Heat. As you see here, it was Miami from start to finish. Miami took an early 7-point lead, holding the Boston Celtics to 15 points in the first quarter. Yes, those of you who are watching on YouTube, what you see in the first quarter, that is correct. Boston Celtics scored only 15 points in the first quarter. Down 7 out the gate. Then they found themselves down 11 at a halftime. Closed within 10 going into the fourth quarter, and Miami pulled it on from there. A 103-84 win. As you see, Jason Tatum's stats was 14 points on 5 from 13 shooting, 1 for 4 from 3, 11 boards, and 4 assists. His running mate, Jaylen Brown, was even worse. 19 points, 8 from 23 from the field, 1 from 9 from 3 with 8 boards and 5 assists. The problem was, Jaylen Brown also had 8 turnovers. The most turnovers you have seen in a game 7 by a Boston Celtic. The most turnovers Jaylen Brown has committed in a Boston Celtic jersey. Jason Tatum, we all know what happened. Well, we're going to get into Jason Tatum in a bit. And what happened, we're going to get more into Jaylen Brown. But for the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, 28 points, 7 boards, 6 assists. Caleb Martin, 26 points, 10 boards. Bam Adebayo, 12 points, 10 boards, 7 assists. It was a good team effort from the Miami Heat, as they was not fazed by a game 7 in Boston, and they handled business. If you look at the team stats here, as you can see here, those of you who are watching on YouTube, the Celtics shot 32 for 82. That is 39%, and you're the home team in a game 7. The 3 is even worse. They shot 9 for 42. I'm going to say that again. The Boston Celtics shot 9 for 42 from 3. That is a 21.4% shooting from 3. yet again, you're the home team. This is your building. The building where you play at least 42 games at during a regular season. And the fact that you was the second seed with the second best record in the NBA, you played even more games at home. And yet, you shot 21.5% from three. You shot 39% from the field as a team. The Miami Heat, on the other hand, they shot 48.8% from the field, and they shot 50% from three. They are plus 10 in the field goal department and plus 15 in the three-point department. They only took 6 free throws in the whole game. The Miami Heat only took 6 free throws in the whole game. The Boston Celtics took 13. What does that tell you? That's your difference right there. Miami plus 10 in the field goal department, plus 15 on three. That's 25. Celtics was plus 6 in the free throw department. That's your 19-point difference right there. Miami had the largest lead, but 23 to the Celtics 5. I mean, the rebound amount was pretty even. Miami plus 2. Plus 5 on the defensive side. And the Celtics was plus 3 on the offensive side. Miami was plus 8 on the assist department. Points off turnovers. Boston had 21 to the Miami 19. Points off turnovers. So Boston plus 2. Plus 3 points was Miami plus 9. Points in the paint was Boston. Most of these stats are pretty even, but the shooting was terrible for Boston. The shooting was freaking terrible. Part of the reason, Jason Tatum. On the very first play of the game, the very first offensive possession of the game, Jason Tatum broke his ankle when he stepped on Gabe Vincent's shoe, and his ankle twisted. Everybody saw it. It wasn't something out of thin air. We all watched. We all saw him wrote it. It was painful to watch, but he wrote it. And he wasn't the same. That's why Jason Tatum had the stat line that he had, only 14 points. But he did a lead. He did have 11 boards and 4 assists. He was trying. You can tell he was not 100. He was giving it all he got. But you knew he was injured. You knew it. It was led me to this guy, Jaylen Brown. You was on the court. You saw what happened to Jason Tatum. Just like the rest of, just like everybody else at TD Garden saw what happened. Just like everybody watching at home saw what happened to Jason Tatum. You were supposed to pick up the slack, sir, and you didn't. You scored 19 points, but you shot 23 shots, and you only hit 8 of them. You was 1 from 9 from 3-point range, sir. You had 8 rebounds, but the number 8 is also mean the amount of turnovers you had. You had the same amount of turnovers that you had rebounds, which is not good, Jaylen Brown. That's why you went to the press conference with your head down like this. You see the picture on the right? Those of you who are watching on YouTube, the picture on the right? That's why he was looking like that. Because he knew he stuck up the joint. He stuck up TD Garden in front of his fans. Not the Heat fans, the Celtics fans. Everybody knew Jason Tatum was hurt, but Jason was giving all that he could on a hurt ankle, trying his best. He didn't have the step that he had. He couldn't make the moves that he could make because he twisted his ankle. But Jaylen Brown, number 7 in the green, did not show up to help the Celtics out. And it proved mightily as you got your ass whooped at home. And at game 7 by the Miami Heat. So, yes, Jaylen Brown, this is going to stick with you for a while, and I know it. Because you knew it was your moment to shine. It was your moment to say, hey, time for me to put on the Batman cape and lead charge because the Batman of the team, Jason Tatum, he don't have it. He's wounded. He needs help. That help never came. And Boston, has gone down at home in the Eastern Conference Finals in a game seven. Which means congratulations are in order for the Miami Heat, making their second NBA Finals appearance as Jimmy Butler leads the way in 4 years. They made it back in the bubble against the Los Angeles Lakers when they lost in six. The following year, they got ousted by the Milwaukee Bucks in a quick, was it six or five games? You know, last year, epic seven-game battle with the Boston Celtics, with game seven being in Miami, and Boston Celtics came out on top. And Miami returned the favor back on Monday night. An emphatic return of the favor. Congratulations to the Miami Heat making the NBA Finals. Congratulations to Jimmy Butler, the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He wins the Larry Bird Trophy. No hard feelings, but I do feel like Caleb Martin should have won it because Caleb Martin was the main consistent person for the Miami Heat. Nevertheless, you want to give it to the star, you can give it to the star. Jimmy Butler did show up in Game 7 with 28 points, as we showed you, seven boards, some nice assists. He also had three steals, so part of the Boston turnover was caused by Jimmy Butler as well. So shout out to Jimmy Butler. You're back in your second NBA Finals trip. Hope you can get your first title on this one. Not only that, congratulations to the one Pat Riley with this Finals appearance trip for the Miami Heat. Pat Riley has been a part of 24.7% of all NBA Finals, from a player with the Lakers to the coach with the Lakers and the Heat, to the GM and president of the Miami Heat. Pat Riley has been part of the Finals quite a bit. But also, which is not on here, but congratulations to Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra is in his sixth NBA Finals appearance as the head coach of the Miami Heat. You think all the way back to the big 3 days of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. You count those four. And the two that he has with Jimmy Butler as his main guy, and Bam Adebayo. The one when they win against the bubble against the Lakers, and this one coming up, and this one that's beginning tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, all right, order to the Miami Heat. Congratulations on getting it done. Congratulations. We'll see you tonight out in Denver for the NBA Finals. And speaking of which, that's what we get to next after this break. So, we'll be back as we get ready to preview tonight's NBA Finals.
In audio.
The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official licensed sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go, where sports fans shop and official license everything. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Get your sports fill with Fanatics.com right now. Today, you have 48 hours. You can get 60% off site-wide on Fanatics.com right now. You can get your conference championship gear right now for the Denver Nuggets, for the Miami Heat. If you're a hockey fan as well, you can get that for the Las Vegas Knights and the Florida Panthers. 65% on site-wide using the promo code WAVES, W-A-V-E-S. That is the promo code for 65% off Wave, W-A-V-E-S. But not only that, if you also, if you love, if you any Lutz locker room by Liz lovers out there, sorry about that. Locker rooms by Liz lovers, same thing. 25% off site wide with locker rooms by Liz using the promo code LIDS25, LIDS25. That is LIDS25. 25% off on Liz, 65% off on Nets. Don't worry, what you waiting on? Get your gear now. Don't waste time. All right, now welcome back to Shooting the Lane Sound. Now that we are back for Shooting the Lane Sound with all everything that needs to be done, it's time to preview the NBA Finals. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we are at. Ladies and gentlemen, as you see here, as our playoff bracket, shout out to Sporting News for this graphic, as they have used their graphic to get us all the way through. As you can see here, we have the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat in the finals. We have the Denver Nuggets making their first ever NBA Finals appearances. We'll get into that. Against the Miami Heat, we have Nikola Jokic, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Caleb Martin, and a host of casters. We have Eric Spoelstra on one side, Mike Malone on the other side. We have a guy in Eric Spoelstra who has won championships, and we have a guy in Michael Malone who's looking to become a champion. All right. The Nuggets are the last team from the NBA-ABA merger in the 1976 to make a finals appearance. As you can see here, the Brooklyn Nets went back in the New Jersey Nets, the Indiana Pacers with Merging Miller, Ron Artest and crew, Jalen Rose, and of course the great big three of the San Antonio Spurs led by Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili. The Nuggets are the final team of that bunch to make the finals appearance. Shout out to Clutch Sports for this lovely picture that you see on your screen. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, thank you, Clutch Sports. Or Clutch Point, should I say. Clutch Point. Jamal Murray, first play in NBA history to average 30 points on 50% shooting, 40% from three, and 90% from the free throw line in the conference finals. He averaged 30 a game. He shot 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90% from the free throw line against Los Angeles Lakers. He's the first NBA player to do it. Congratulations, Jamal Murray. And then we get to the Miami Heat side, the second 8 seed to make it to the NBA Finals, the first being the New York Knicks, led by Patrick Ewing, Allen Houston, Larry Johnson, Latrell Sprewell. Jeff Van Gundy was the head coach as they ran up to the Tim Duncan led Spurs with David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker. Manu wasn't there yet. I mean, Bruce Brown was on that team as well. Avery Johnson was the point guard of that team, if I remember correctly. So I don't even think Tony Parker was there either. As a matter of fact, it was Tim Duncan's first season. They had the Twin Towers of David Robinson, Tim Duncan. Greg Popovich was the head coach that year. So the Knicks fell to them. I think it was five or six. It was pretty evident the Spurs was going to win. But the Miami Heat is the second 8 seed to win it. Can they be the first 8 seed to actually win the NBA Finals in their second trip as a group to the NBA Finals, led by Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo? The Miami Heat is what they did to get to the NBA Finals in Game 7 against the Boston Celtics. Had made 103 points. They made 14 threes. They shot 48.8% from the field. Very, very great display of basketball. Shout out to South Florida. If you have, I said it. This has been a year of South Florida, ladies and gentlemen. The Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team, they made it to the Final Four of the men's. The ladies made it to the Elite Eight, if I remember correctly. They made it to the Elite Eight. The Florida Atlantic Owls, they made it to the national championship game. Well, both collegiate teams ran into UConn, by the way. Final Four, Miami ran into that ball saw that was UConn. And then the national championship game, Florida Atlantic ran into the ball saw that was UConn. So neither one of them have won the championship. Down here in the bottom left, the Florida Panthers logo. They are in the Stanley Cup Finals. They'll be going against the Las Vegas Aces. I think that series begins this weekend. And then the Miami Heat, who are in the NBA Finals. the Florida Panthers and the Miami Heat are looking to do something that has never been done with hockey and basketball. Something that has never been done. Can the Florida Panthers and the Miami Heat both bring home the titles? And it will be the first time that teams from the same metro area have won the Stanley Cup and the Larry O'Brien Trophy in the same exact year, around the same exact time. History can be made down in South Florida. Can the Panthers do it in the NHL? Can the Miami Heat do it in the NBA Finals? And speaking of the NBA Finals, this is your final schedule beginning tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Game one tips off in Denver. All games will be on ABC with YouTube, also streaming the game as well. Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray against Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. That's the matchup everybody's going to be watching. How can the Heat slow down Nikola Jokic? The man averaged a triple-double against the Miami Heat. But the Miami Heat have been in close battles with the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets won both regular season battles, by the way. I think one was by like 6, the other was by like 4. Both battles were contested. Jokic has been dominating. Jamal Murray is back and healthy. That's why the Nuggets are in the finals. They are fully healthy for once, and you see what this team is capable of as a healthy team. What's going to happen? And then the others, because the others for the Heat have been playing just as well as the others for the Nuggets. The Nuggets have the size advantage, not only with Jokic, but with Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. They have toughness and grit with Bruce Brown, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. But the Miami Heat, they have grit and toughnesses too. Outside of Bam and Jimmy Butler, Caleb Martin, who's been a stellar performer in the playoffs this season, especially in the NBA Finals, Caleb Martin has been consistent. You have Kyle Larry, the veteran. Gabe Vincent, even though he's small, he's tough. You can bring in Duncan Robinson to be your lights-out shooter. Okay? Tyler Hero, it's been said that Tyler Hero can return. And game three would be Wednesday, June 7th. That's the most likely that Tyler Hero could return for the NBA Finals. What would the series look like going down to South Beach? Would it be 2-0 Denver? 1-1 Denver, 2-0 Heat. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. When Tyler Hero comes back, you have more shooting to the team. This is going to be a good series. Don't be disappointed because you see Miami, you see Denver. Trust me when I tell you, this is going to be an interesting series. The Lakers series with the Nuggets was interesting as too because all four games were close. It just, in the fourth quarter, Denver was the team to pull away in the fourth quarter. So don't get enamored. Don't get disappointed because you see the Miami Heat and you see the Denver Nuggets and it's not star power or whatever. Trust me, you're going to want to watch this series. It's going to be interesting. I think Denver might take it because Denver is just better. It is just outright better. But in my heart wants Miami to win. I love Miami. I love the Heat. Aaron Spoelstra is a hell of a coach. Jimmy Butler's that dude. I want to see Jimmy Butler win a title. But I would not be disappointed if the Nuggets win it. And Nuggets are the favorite to win it. A heavy favorite to win it. Most people are saying Nuggets in 4 or 5. Very few people are saying 6. And I don't even know you pay anybody that said Nuggets in 7. And damn, I haven't heard nobody say Miami except for Heat fans. But this is going to be a great series. I'm telling you that now. This is going to be a very good series right here between the Heat and the Denver Nuggets. So don't get enamored. This is going to be a good one. I want to see how both teams come out. I want to see the coaching adjustment between Aaron Spoelstra and Mike Malone in this. It's going to be fun. It's going to be enjoyable. Game one tonight, ladies and gentlemen. ABC, 8:30. Don't miss it. We're going to be off and running. And with that being said, that will do it for Shooting Lights Out today on this Thursday morning, June 1st, 2023. Prepare for the NBA Finals. I'm preparing right along with you. For the Playmaker Down in Silence, for the Playmakers Blog, signing out. I will catch y'all later.
Good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. miss your Cavs.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud. That's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door. Better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.